Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast.
What's it called?
It's called Geeks Are Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TDLR, the Internet of Things.
TLDR?
Yeah, whatever.
That's kind of off-putting, man.
I know. Well, we can't redo this. Doing it live. Contact information. If you want to contact us, like, with email, because that's what all the cool kids are doing these days. You can contact us at geeksrwired, R spelled out, not R like a pirate, @gmail.com. Our phone number is also 801-896-4335, which spells, that last four parts spells geek.
At least to that part, in order.
Yeah, the last four parts.
Those numbers mixing up would have totally sent people off.
All right, to repeat the number for the people who are really want to call us, it's 801-896-4335.
I think that's good. You got him right.
Yeah, I got him. Got him right. Didn't mess it up like I did the DLDR or whatever it was. If you would like to support us to help us pay the bills, you can
go to our
Patreon page, Geeks Are Wired Podcast. It's just called Geeks Are Wired. But the name of the Patreon is called Geeks Are Wired Podcast. You can see why that's kind of confusing to me.
Well, it's because they wanted details on, like, you're a podcast, you're creating a podcast.
All right. So on that podcast, if you, what's the minimum one? $1?
Chatty McChatface.
Chatty McChatface? Yeah. So if you give us $1, you get access to our Discord channel where you can talk with us.
We're very, very active on Discord.
Hey, some of us are.
One day out of the month.
Some of us are.
If you're luckily on that day.
It just depends on how the group chats.
Yeah, there hasn't been a whole lot of participation.
If you talk, we'll talk back.
Yeah, basically. And what's next? I feel like there was something else I was supposed to say.
Well, there's the $5 tier.
Oh, you just want me to keep going on that? Okay.
Why not?
$5 tier. You got early access. You can get the podcast early. You get your own private RSS link made just for you. $10 or more, you get to watch us live or listen to us live. Yes. Listen?
We don't have watching yet.
Okay, just listen to us live. And if you do $40 or more, we'll start doing advertisements for you.
Unless you're like our current person who's in that, who doesn't care about the advertisements.
Then all
but
we have to
we
say
like
is
to say
Dave is great. Go ahead, Joy.
Dave is all right.
Oh, come on. That's... I'm sorry for future advertisers. That is not what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, that's not what we're about. This guy here over here is new. Yeah, we haven't even introduced him yet.
Yeah, all right. So... today I am joined by.
Wait, who are you?
Oh, well, I will say I'm last. I'm the least important.
Oh.
Today I'm joined by.
That's true.
Billiam.
Hi.
And Ted.
Dave is great.
And a new person today is Joey.
Great to be here.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, welcome. Thanks. You might need to.
Okay. I adjusted you in mid.
All right.
Oh man.
Cool. And last but not least,
well,
is myself, I mean, Anthony.
Kind of.
Hi,
least.
People.
Kind of.
Hi.
Least.
All right. Ted?
What?
No one asked you.
You don't know that. Maybe someone did. I got my phone right here. Maybe someone on Discord asked me if Anthony was Elise.
I would have got the message. I did not get that message.
You don't know. Maybe they personal messaged me.
They PM'd
they
you?
They dropped me a DM.
They dropped you a DM?
Isn't that what the cool kids are saying these days?
Not in that context, but yeah.
Reminds me, I should probably mute my phone. You know.
Yeah, mute your phone, guys.
That's all I need is my ringtone to go off.
I'm gonna.
It's a really great ringtone.
Do 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 do.
No.
Oh.
Okay.
It's X gonna give it to you on MIDI.
All right, Bill. Guess what I'm about to do to you? You hate it when I do this.
Uh oh.
Okay, Google, set a notification to do the release tonight at 9:30. Yeah, buddy.
It didn't work.
It only worked on his.
It's because I was supposed to say reminder. Set a reminder to do the release tonight at 9:30.
Oh, well. We have quite a few of the assistants.
So if you dear listeners didn't hear that in the background, Bill's Google Home was like, I don't know what to do. It was quite great.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna turn it over to Bill now because he knows what we're doing.
Well, we all do. That's what
you're
the show notes
are
for.
You're such a good co-host.
I'm co-hosting properly.
Well, how about this? I know. This is great for Ted.
Okay.
U.S. internet speeds has gone up 40%.
not in my house.
Well, that's your own choice. They could go up.
My own choice that I decide not to pay.
They could go up like 1,200%.
Oh, my gosh.
I know my rate's gone up by more than that, but...
Well, okay, like so I choose to have the, quote, 3 meg, unquote, internet at my house because, first off, I get 100 kilobytes max.
On a good day.
Man, that's blazing.
Max. But I chose that because I was getting a good deal. It was only like $20 a month, and that's way better than the alternative here, which is ridiculous. Like, just keep charging you more if you actually intend to use your internet. So, but then the price was 50. It jumped up to 50. So I called them and I said, your internet speed sucks and now your price sucks too. Why should I stick around? And they said, well, let's put you at the $35 a month tier. And I was like, eh, I guess that's all right.
So now your speeds just still suck.
My speed still sucks, but I don't pay that much for it.
You have to get closer to the microphone.
Oh, man.
Or move the microphone closer to you, whatever is more convenient.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
that's my speeds are junk, but...
Well, then you won't be too surprised. This is by Ookla, did its latest U.S. broadband report. The slowest state in the country...
Idaho.
No,
Hawaii. It's not.
It
Alaska.
Is
very
New
close,
Jersey.
Though.
New Jersey.
Idaho's what, the third one?
Oh, no, New Jersey is the fastest. Maine is the slowest.
I was going to say, New Jersey seemed like it wouldn't be a place that had
New Jersey has
internet.
The fastest internet for the state, and Maine has the slowest.
Idaho's third from the last, right? Something
fourth.
Like that. Fourth?
We are fourth from last, and you can look at the top 100 cities. When I went through the list to go look at them, the only city in Idaho they put in was Boise, and based on...
No, you mean Boise.
That too. Based on the... Oh, that's... I meant download speeds. Yes. I guess we're fifth. Or sixth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Look at that. We're sixth. So Boise is 69.2 megabytes, while Idaho was 56.82 megabytes, which means Boise is the fastest in Idaho. And Cable One comes in as the winner with the overall slowest internet in the country.
Oh, man.
Like, even though Xfinity is really, like, destroying it in Memphis, we're the slowest in the entire country, Xfinity is the best in the country. So this is just the one worst spot for Xfinity.
It's really rough, too, because, like, Cable One, I'm at $114 a month just for internet.
Yeah, me too.
Every time I blow through the data cap, they give me 3 months of blowing through it, and then they bump me up to the next cost tier.
Your next cost tier is what, business class?
I think so. Yeah, and then out in Chubbuck, they've got like all sorts of crazy like fiber internet. Like I think...
I can do Cable One fiber, but I can't do anybody else's.
Yeah, I think Derek pays for like now. 70 a month and he gets 1 gig symmetric.
Okay, so that was the initial setup that has shifted to Pocatello now. So Chubbuck actually lost out. Yeah, but Chubbuck lost out the contract for that company, yeah.
Is that why they're trying to do their own?
That's why, yeah, a lot of people are trying to, like, figure out other ways.
Yeah, there's a neighborhood across the way from me, and I keep thinking about, like, asking people, like, going door knocking and being like, can I put an antenna on your roof? I'll pay you for it.
Yeah. That wouldn't be terrible.
Or you could just buy a tiny, like, one cubic foot of land, put an antenna there.
Yeah.
He's been having trouble buying the land next door to him anyway.
That's true.
So.
Okay, actually, I did find out.
If you wouldn't lowball him, it wouldn't be a problem.
Cable One was not the slowest. There was Buckeye Cable that was slower overall.
Was that just in Ohio or something?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. Toledo is the only one there. Yeah. I don't know. Our upload speeds aren't the worst. We're not in the top 20. For the worst, or I guess bottom 20.
It's still only 20 though.
Yeah.
Which I guess for most people is fine, but if you're doing any sort of like online backup, it's not going to cut it.
So the fastest city is Kansas City,
at 159.2.
That's thanks to Google.
I think I'm moving to Kansas City.
And the fastest upload, 127. Basically, if
is
you're
it? You didn't start it by there.
Oh, I can't. Well, also, it's right there in that.
Oh.
Yeah, I can click on that one, too.
Okay.
There we go.
There you go.
Basically, if you have Google, you're liking it a lot. And probably not paying a whole lot.
No, probably not.
Yeah, I think they're like $70 a month for just internet, and then like 120 and you get cable with it.
Well.
If you want cable.
Well, you get it's like Google cable.
I don't know how many people get cable these days.
Well, you have Google TV, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, it's better than traditional stuff.
Yeah. And you can watch it on your, I think you can watch those on your home hub.
TV.
On your TV. I'm not, actually, I don't know if you can
Well, you can get it through YouTube, so anywhere you can get YouTube, you can watch it.
I think that's YouTube TV. I think there's like...
Is there another one?
Yeah, I think it's the classic
Google thing. Of course there's another one. It's Google.
They have multiple services that do the same thing, and then they murder the one that people like later.
Yeah, that's Google for you.
Man, I gotta say, your radio voice or your podcast voice sounds quite pleasing, Joey. It's it's a good difference from your actual voice coming through these headphones. It sounds pretty smooth.
Thanks, Ted.
You got the sickness is really doing well for
Android
you.
Android TV.
That's great.
Android TV.
Wait.
Okay, so that says Google TV. Then you've got a link that says Android TV. And
is it discontinued
YouTube
smart TV
well.
Platform? The Google TV is a discontinued smart TV platform.
And then there's YouTube TV.
Yeah. Is Android TV still a thing?
I think that's the one that you can get your local channels on.
You can do that with YouTube as well.
You can get your locals through YouTube? I think we talked about this like a year ago, didn't
we?
Yeah. We were trying to sign up for it, and it's still not available in this area. But that's the great thing. It's just like in the old days when you would sign up for dishes, and you'd be like, my mailing address is in Pocatello, and my physical address is in Denver.
And then, oh, it suddenly works. Weird.
You know,
with Denver locals.
When I worked for DirecTV, they really cautioned us away from allowing people to do that because, like, the fine for each individual instance was quite high. Mm. And now I don't know.
There's a fine for something like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Getting locals from a place other than your local. But it may be for the provider, not necessarily the person who lied to get the stuff. So I don't exactly know the specifics there, but I imagine there's some sort of a fine imposed for folks who lie about where they are to get
or
locals from where they
are. Also, there was ways to like you that your local wasn't available through an antenna. There was like all sorts of like sub rules.
Yeah, well, there was in order to get the Los Angeles and New York feeds, you had to not be able to get locals with a rooftop antenna, and basically the local network had to agree that you couldn't get it where you were at, which they had no like. There was no reason for them to agree because they didn't get any benefit out of it other than. Than to be able to tell their advertisers that there's one less person on their rolls, right? So there was no reason for them to do it. So
speaking of Google, do you remember
YouTube this one.
Premium?
Hey, it wasn't called YouTube Premium.
It's called
RedTube.
YouTube Red?
It's not called RedTube either.
It's called
It is definitely called YouTube Premium now.
Yeah, now.
I'm just saying it wasn't.
It used to be called other stuff, but now it's Premium because they're also working on their way to get rid
of YouTube Red.
Yeah. Well, no, they did that, but they're also working because YouTube Red came with music, and now they're getting rid of music replacing it with YouTube music. Videos or music.
It's YouTube Music.
YouTube Music.
I actually subscribed to this, to YouTube Red.
I'm still grandfathered in on the family plan from,
So you got it real cheap.
I know.
I'm in at $10 a month.
Yeah, I think it's like 12 for both of them now, isn't it?
If per account, if you have the family, it's 15, and you get
is
six.
It still 15?
Yeah.
Jeez, I'm surprised they didn't update that.
Well, I think they got people. Whether or not a lot of people signed up, or actually, just enough that made it worth it.
I think they were actually planning on getting rid of it, weren't they? They were planning on canning the family plan completely, weren't they?
I will find out when that happens one day.
Well, I mean...
Because I'm totally, like, not changing anything because I use it.
I know.
And, okay, so with that, though, there is premium accounts or premium stuff like The Karate Kid or Cobra Kai or all this.
Yeah, Cobra Kai.
And
just that.
Slow Mo Guys did a premium show as well. That one, okay. I said I'd never watched a premium YouTube show.
You watched that one?
I did watch the Slow Mo Guys ones because it was cool. I did like that, but.
I watched half of like a Spooky PewDiePie or something.
Oh, jeez. How did that go?
I watched half of it.
Well, the next day is
half printer. Of the show or half of the episode?
One episode.
The next day is printer like started printing out things telling him that he needed to subscribe to PewDiePie. So it worked out pretty well for him.
Yeah, it was not good.
But I can't tell if you're kidding or not.
No, that was a hack that came out. Did you not hear about that?
No, I didn't.
I hadn't heard about it either.
Okay, so I was looking on Reddit and they actually explained how it worked. But basically, there's a way to get into some printers, and there's a pretty easy way to figure out which printers are vulnerable. Like you can just go out and look for them, and you can just send print jobs to their printers. So someone was bored and was like, I wonder if I could do this. Wow, it works. Like they just kind of figured it out. So then they're like, I need to print something, but I don't want it to be too terrible because I'm not a horrible person. I just kind of want to reveal this hack in a funny way. So what they did is they made the vulnerable printers print out this thing that said, PewDiePie is under attack and you need to go subscribe to his channel or something along those lines. Oh, but man. It was like super funny. So printers all over the place got these pages printed out, just like one page or something that said, go subscribe to PewDiePie.
Oh, you mean like printer paper, like paper printers?
Yeah, an actual printer.
I thought you were talking about 3D printers.
That's a whole other level of toxicity.
I don't know. Is yours connected to the internet?
It is. But
why?
Because it has to be. It has to be connected to Wi-Fi for me to print to it.
Is this one of those fancy ones that's got brain boxes and stuff in it?
Does it? You send the print jobs through Wi-Fi?
Yeah, it's a Raspberry Pi with a daughter board on it that actually controls it.
I see. I getcha.
Yeah.
No,
I
these
thought
are just regular
we were talking
standard
about,
printers.
Okay. Actually, we weren't talking about 3D printers at all.
Weren't.
I just went straight there.
Yeah,
I don't
you
know
just
why.
Went there because
my brain's weird. My brain do weird.
I've so upgrade the security that. Or the software on your printers and along with everything else that connects to the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And if it connects to Wi-Fi, it's probably been hacked. You should probably just throw it away or send it to me.
My IoT botnet is doing great.
Great.
Send it to Geeks Are Wired, care of Ted Delazine at... Oops, I said my last name.
People probably already knew it.
Now you guys know.
It's okay, so. They'll send it to your dad.
Or my grandpa. There's a couple of us.
They're just finding you easier. So what they're going to do, though, is the premium paywall to watch these shows...
Goes away.
Well, can go away for normal people. You just have commercials now. So
which
means back
which
to
is
ad
just normal.
Blockers.
Well, that one, it's just normal YouTube at that point, isn't it?
Back to their original model.
Yes.
So
what's old is new again.
I have absolutely no problem. I think I've voiced this opinion multiple times, but I have no problem viewing or having ads served to me under a circumstance where I'm getting free content. Mm-hmm. So banner ads and stuff, I don't block them because I think that's the social contract that we make with a website is that they serve me ads and I get their content for free. And if they want to charge extra for it, then I go, I pay for it if I want it. The only addendums that I have to that is that if I start getting viruses through your ads, which I have, I will make sure that those type of ads are blocked.
Or you can just
it seems
JavaScript
a lot better lately.
Or other things.
Yeah, I actually have put a bunch of domains on my ignore list. So basically, they all resolve to just 0.0.0.
The great wall of Ted.
Yeah. So if your ad is served up, tried to serve up a virus to me, then I have blocked your domain, which is a lot of just like Amazon. Amazon
well,
Cloud.
Heard of a lot of
yeah. AWS
issues with those.
So, but
and I that's why I pay for it because I don't want I didn't pay for it to get the music or anything. I really paid for it because I didn't want the ads and I didn't want to.
But
use
there's channels I like to support and I didn't like the ads, so I just started paying for it.
Well, so I mean, what I did, I subscribed. There's one channel that I subscribed to, and I went to their Patreon and signed
that's
up.
That's also
for
a solution
for
yeah.
Patreon. You know,
they actually make way more money that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I still view the ads on their videos. I'm notified when they get a video. I watch it, and then I also like every ad they or every video they put up, they get 10 of my dollars up to a maximum of $50 a month because I'm not rich, people. Come on. Usually they only put out one or two a month, so it's not a big deal.
How much are you doing a month?
Huh?
How much are you doing a month?
Up to 50.
I know, up to 50, but like
I usually 20 or 30. It's 10 per video.
Okay, so. Nice. Just curious.
It's it is a person disputing claims of creationists.
Oh, that guy.
So, yeah.
There's those that.
Nice.
But the guy actually, I just found out today, I watched one of his old videos that I hadn't watched for some reason. And I found out that he worked on like the Star Warses, like episode 1, 2, and 3. So now I'm wondering if he knows Crit Killen. And since I'm on his a Patreon, I'm actually the top one of the top tier Patreons, I can harass him in Discord. So I just noticed today I was going to ask him if they knew each other, because Crit always comes to the Snake River
FandomCon.
Thank you. You're welcome. You knew I was going to mess that up.
Well, you kind of were like, what is it? Is
yeah,
it
this? Like, my brain's like, nah. But yeah, so they might know each other, and I think it might be interesting because, you know, completely different. I don't know. Coincidences are just neat.
Finding the relations and the circles over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a small world after all.
For sure. So, but yeah. So, again, our Patreon. Go ahead and give us support.
There you go.
If you want.
But you're still going to hear about how Dave is great, because Dave is great.
Well, yeah. You can hear about. If you don't want an ad for you, you can always pay that level, and we'll just tell you everyone else that you're great, too.
Oh, yeah. If you want us to say that you're great, just set up for the Patreon and we'll tell everybody that you're great.
How many people do you have on that tier?
At least once a time.
Is there a limit?
There was a limit, and then after Dave, it was where he didn't want to do an ad, I changed the limit.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's 10 right now.
Oh, geez.
But I was expecting real ads, not people that are like, oh, we're supporting. I'm like, okay, that works. I will accept that. So if you want
to
support.
Is it possible to do multiple tiers on the same dollar amount?
Probably, yes.
Because you might just want to do that.
Yeah.
Where you actually have one that's legit ad.
And also, you can still go past that, too. Like, you can still go, like, I'm just going to give you $1 million a month. And we're like, well, thanks a lot.
Yeah. Or you could just, you know, shoot us an email and work out some sort of an advertising deal with us.
Actually, once you donate, then we get information so I can actually start messaging them in Patreon.
That works, too.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight. Please stop
it's
yelling
super
at me.
Super awesome.
Please stop yelling at me.
So, other stuff that Google's doing.
What other stuff?
Do you guys ever use their text messages for reminders through the calendar?
I did at one point. They annoyed me, so I turned them off.
Oh.
I didn't know that was a thing after 2008.
Yeah, it was a thing. I actually kind of liked it. Because I usually shut off the Google notification calendar, or notifications.
So, you turn off the notifications, which forces them to send you a text.
Yes.
As a notification.
Exactly.
Anyways, they're turning that off.
They're turning that off, though.
On what? January something 2019?
7th.
January 7th?
Yes.
That's rather early. Like, that's rather soon.
Mm-hmm. It's after the release of this podcast.
So they will have been turned off. Sorry, guys.
No. It's
after.
After the podcast releases, and then they're going
to
turn
it off. Yeah, but chances are, if you're listening to this any other day than the release day, it would have already happened.
Not necessarily.
There's so much more time after it gets turned off than there is before.
All right, fine. You're going statistically or probability or whatever you're doing.
From the release of the podcast, they got like almost 2 whole weeks. 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, but what if you got these crazy people who just want to binge watch or binge listen to everything we do from start to finish?
Hey, they're not crazy.
Good for them.
They're our good friends.
They're our good friends.
Yes. They're our great listeners.
I don't know. Any podcast before Ice joined, I think, sucks. I don't really know that.
Well, there was some good ones. I talked about whether or not George R. R. Martin owes us a finish to his stories. We had a good conversation.
What was
about
the conclusion on that?
Maybe.
All right. But yeah. Google Calendar, SMS notifications, gonna be removed.
Yep.
So then you have to use what, the push notifications or just your normal calendar?
Email. Actually, email is definitely the one that gets shut off. But email notification and...
I hate the email one. At some point, they decided to start like... I had the one that was like, hey, email me as well.
Yeah.
And then when the notification would go off, like the one that would normally push to my phone, it was like, oh, you want another email, don't you? So I'd get spammed twice.
Yeah.
That's it crazy. Was annoying.
Those got shut off. Actually, I don't have in the show notes, but also coming up, Google Suites is going to stop requiring a login. Like you give people codes and all this, and they can have access to your documents. And depending on the level that you gave the code... Depends on how what they can, whether they can edit, view, or whatever else.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that for viewing, but...
Well, it's they're competing against Microsoft, who is absolutely... Because Google is great in the education system, which is what Apple and Microsoft used to do a lot. Actually, still kind of do. But Google's been trying to like overtake that.
Mm-hmm.
And because they are late to the game and Microsoft already kind of destroyed everybody on that one, the business setting is Microsoft... with Office 365 for the most part, so they're trying to start drag people into it,
even though collaboration, you know, on Google Docs has been way better.
You know, any product
I don't like the
that
Office
allows
one.
You to do number, like start numbering something and then hit enter and stop numbering something and be able to tab out easily,
mm-hmm.
gets my vote because I freaking hate Microsoft Office. Oh,
I don't really have problems with that.
I have so many problems with formatting and auto-formatting.
I have
like,
problems
I'll be typing
with that,
along,
yeah.
right? I'll be typing along, doing my document. I'm like, oh, this line here needs to be tabbed in a little bit. I'll tab it in. All of a sudden, the whole document's tabbed in. Why did you tab the whole document? I don't know. You won't tell me. You know, back in the words in the days of WordPerfect, you could just hit F11, view source, and then you could like remove the offending things that are tabbing you in, but you can't do that in Word. Oh, I freaking hate Word.
We triggered Ted, it seems.
Actually, I was just thinking, I think WordPerfect's still around.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, Corel WordPerfect X9.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure, like, they are not nearly as popular as they used to be, but it's like Netscape type of thing.
Well, now everything can open up the .docx format, so it doesn't really matter, but yeah. I just remember whenever I used to do WordPerfect, I would bring the file to school wanting to work on it, and nothing could open it.
I don't know.
So I had to start over.
Yeah.
I still prefer Google. Like, at work, we use that the Office cloud thing, and someone renamed a folder, and it ruined everything.
Yeah.
And see, I think with college, I just got used to OneDrive, which used to be called whatever it was before they got sued over the name.
OneDrive to rule them all.
Yes.
Well, OneDrive to find them.
I forgot what OneDrive was called before.
OneDrive.
I don't know. I never used it. I still don't use it. I refuse to use it because every once in a while, it'll be like, hey, set up your OneDrive. I'm like, no.
Well, I also like it for... Because you can take stuff in your OneDrive, and then you can just use it in the full app. Like, Excel is very...
Yeah.
You know.
That part is nice, but I still think...
None of the online ones. Google, Microsoft's Online, 365, whatever else is out there.
Mm-hmm.
They all are terrible in browser.
I don't know. I like the Google Drive, like the Excel and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. it's slick, and if you share it with somebody, you can both edit it at the exact same time.
You can do that with 365,
actually,
too.
No, that's with 365. With
no, but it's
stuff.
Horrible in 365. Man, like, especially if it's a big spreadsheet, it flickers, it doesn't work right.
No,
you,
they've
like,
been doing
select
some
a
major
row
updates
and,
over the
oh
last, like,
gosh.
6 months. You can edit in an Excel, full open Excel, all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like
before you used to have to check it out and all that.
Or yeah, there was some. Or if you did update, you had to like save it and do all this weird stuff with it. Yeah, Microsoft in like about 6 months ago did that, and I was telling a bunch of people at the conference I was at, and they were all like,
conflict resolution. They could still work a lot on though,
yeah.
Because I have a hard time getting it open every time there's a conflict.
Yeah. At work, every time I try to open a document or something, I say, you know, open it in, you know, the
whatever,
web one,
yeah.
And it still makes me check it out and then check it back in.
We have to talk afterwards on that because I have some, I've had pretty great luck with it. But also, we're back on that thing of I just have great luck with a lot of, you know, digital things.
Bill rolled a
net 20.
I decided to put a lot of my points into luck.
Yeah, I was going to say, when he was filling out his special report, the L just got extra. He's like, load up on L. We'll figure out the rest later.
Yep.
Everything else is a one.
By the way, since we're talking Fallout, obviously, how does the special stuff work in 76?
So you get your points, and then you get the cards. So you have to, and then you can level up the cards, especially if you get like a bunch of like level one cards, you can combine them together at level two. Mm-hmm. But you can only have so many cards with these special abilities based on what your level is on each of the special characteristics.
So you're like,
and every time you level, you get extra cards, so you can actually swap things in and out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you can move them around the fly.
Yes, actually,
My goodness gracious, I don't like that. The more I hear about it, the less I want to buy it.
So that's something else. Also, as I've been hearing about everyone's like terrible, terrible time with it.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, there's been like, I wish my storage or whatever was bigger and stuff like that. So
and
I started
you also wish your computer could run it.
Well, I wish my desktop could run it. That's a totally different thing, but that's more my fault. I've been playing on my laptop.
I know. Did you see his physical copy?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a piece of cardboard.
Okay.
Did you get the sweet, the duffel bag?
Oh.
No, no.
That thing.
No, he just got a DVD case.
What's that?
With a little piece of cardboard in it.
Can't hear you.
I thought you were talking about the,
he did get a mini nuke.
76. I thought you got
the mini nuke was from, Fallout 4, though.
There's the disc.
Oh wow! Okay, awesome. So this is the like special collector's edition.
Yeah. So
I got the physical edition, thinking I was getting a disc so I could go with all my other physical discs.
And it gave you a download code printed on a piece of cardboard shaped like a disc.
Yeah.
What's great about this is he got it, and instead of being able to install most of the game from the disc and then being able to just download the updates, he had to wait for the whole thing,
which would have been awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, well, that's what I can do with all these.
If he just would have bought the game code, like online, Steam, it would have just pre-downloaded, installed, and then as soon as it became live, he could have played it. So you basically just wasted a lot of time.
So this is not the updates, but there are.
It won't have the updates.
Fallout New Vegas.
It also says Windows Vista on it.
It just says Windows. That would be funny. Windows. No, I think this Windows is actually fairly new.
Okay.
It came out just before Fallout 4.
Mm.
Yeah, I've got the Fallout 4 Collector's Edition with like the crate and the Pip-Boy or whatever, and it's pretty sweet.
No, I wasn't fast enough to go for the. Well, I thought about the Tricentennial one, but I was like, this will be good enough.
But yeah, there's a back to the duffel bag. There's a lawsuit on that, isn't there?
I think so. It was supposed to be like a nice, I don't even know, like burlappy type. Duffel bag, and it's just a nylon like
piece of trash
cheap bag, and people are very upset about it.
I don't know. I never like, you get that stuff and it looks really cool, but then when you actually get it, it's just kind of cheap plastic and stuff. There are at GameStop you can buy like a Nuka-Cola Quantum, mm-hmm. but it's like the ugliest, cheapest piece of plastic mm-hmm. garbage. Like it doesn't even look like a bottle.
That's like, why I like Etsy and conventions.
Because people will make their own. Yes. Yeah.
And they're way better.
So at the Rose City Comic Con, there was a booth there that was set up exactly like I added pictures to the
Discord chat
because there's a con chat just for that. But there was a booth there that looked exactly like what you would expect a sales booth in Fallout. Like in real life to look like everything was like all worn looking and they were selling like a bunch of the like drugs from Fallout, like Cat's Eye and mint hats and like all the stuff. I'm sure it was just candy, but, or just empty bottles. I don't know, but, yeah, it was really, really quite awesome.
So yeah, I didn't get though this.
I spent a long time just looking at it. And
yeah, look how nice that duffel bag is supposed to be, though.
Oh, yeah, I was looking at that. I was kind of looking at this version, but I didn't. I think there was I missed in a few spots, and two, I also might have had a few problems, like, talking myself into it.
Yeah, it's a lot of money to, like, shell out just for something that's going to sit on a shelf, like, 99.9% of the time.
But it's a cool-looking thing on the shelf.
It does say canvas, doesn't it?
It does say canvas bag, and then it's nylon when you get it.
Yeah, that's no fun. It's not even that cool.
Is it that one?
I actually have literally a better bag than this by, like, I don't know, a lot. That might, I don't know if that's,
I don't even know what the ones look like, and I'm only going off of anecdotal.
I'm betting it's that one.
But I mean, military cannabis bags are cheap. Like, they're like a dime a dozen. I don't know why they didn't just scoop up some of those and slap their logo on it, and away they go.
Because then they would have had to clean it up.
Actually, well, some of them are already cleaned up.
I know, and some of them are.
Slapping their logo on it might have taken some time, like more than just saying, hey, company, build things, and this is what it's supposed to look like, and just put it together and make it cheap nylon stuff.
I don't know. Just get that supply chain working.
That's what interns are for.
You'd need a lot of interns.
Just pay them in caps.
No. Okay, you get some Fallout fanatics, and you pay them in caps.
Oh, I'm sure they would totally go for it.
Probably. Sorry, fellow fanatics. Okay, I'm not going to say fellow. I'm not one of you, but
I totally am, though.
All right, then you say it.
The fanatics. The fanatics would have been happier with a canvas bag and like a sticker or an iron-on thing.
Yeah. And actually, you probably could have even had them made, because there's still companies out there that just make them and just really cheap. Yeah. Actually, you don't. Even better. You just take the bag and you just spray paint. Actually, I had to deal with that. You just spray paint yourself on it. Spray paint logo. Yeah, the logo might come off, but guess what?
That's what you expect in the Fallout world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, people would have been happy with like old surplus canvas bags from like the 1970s.
Yeah.
With some sort of a like Fallout type logo just sprayed on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like crappily put on. Like, they would have loved that. I would have.
Oh, yeah.
It looks more authentic.
I'm really surprised they haven't like shipped stuff in ammo cans yet. Like, that's right up their alley.
Oh, yeah. Those are another dime a dozen. Mm-hmm. And even if they're like dirty on the inside, I mean, it just kind of adds to the, it's like, just deal with it, guys.
Yours comes with dirt from Vietnam.
Yeah. It comes with war dirt. Use it as a, or use it to store your tools if you actually have any.
I don't know. If the dirt gets in with a disc. If they ever ship discs again.
They don't ship discs anymore.
I know, that's why I said that's why I said if they ever ship discs again. But the dirt could rub on the game on the cardboard and make the code go away.
Oh no, then you're
contact ruined.
Support for like one customer. But they'll be happy with their ammo can, so it's a trade off.
Again, spray paint the logo inside. Like, you could have the machines do it then.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. This is all automatable.
What,
yeah.
Like a Mr. Handy?
That too. So, everyone here has smartphones, right?
We do indeed.
So, how long does your smartphone last?
8 days.
Like 8 days? Like, yeah, right.
Battery life?
Yeah,
like
battery life.
I get a new one?
If I turned off everything, probably a week, I think.
You really think?
When I first got my phone.
My iPhone 4 still lasts a week.
On a single charge?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
That's with the 3G and Wi-Fi turned off, but...
Okay, and do you ever play any of the games or any of that
no,
stuff?
No, again, that's what, okay.
Yeah, he
just bare minimum.
His
phone. Yeah.
I never do anything with the iPhone 4 because it's only an alarm clock right now.
Oh, yeah.
But that's again, keep in mind, that's on a, 8 to 10-year-old phone that has never had the battery replaced on it.
In airplane mode.
Yeah. Mostly in airplane mode, yeah.
It's got everything shut off. Mine lasts about a day. Before I have to plug it in.
Yeah. I don't let it get down to that far, but yeah, I think I can go 2 days.
If I didn't do anything with mine, like if I didn't play games a lot or listen to music on it with the Bluetooth on all the time, it could probably last 2 days, maybe three.
So what if we like took your phone and like made it about 3 times thicker, put a real battery into it?
I'd be all for that.
And it would last a week. Oh, and wait, see, and it would weigh...
something absurd, right?
Oh, I forgot how much it was.
65 like, pounds.
It weighs so much that if you left it like free in your car and you got in a wreck, it'd murder everyone in the car.
Does that say 1,308 hours on standby? If you scroll up just a little bit.
Oh, that
yeah, probably does.
1,308 hours on standby. Yeah,
that is insane.
How many days is that?
You have to ask math. If I can get my computer to.
Hey,
like,
Google.
It's like 100.
How many days is 1,308 hours? Nothing picked up in here.
Nothing.
Jeez.
You want to just do that? Hey, Google, what is 1,308 divided by 24?
That works, too. The
answer is 54.5.
54 days.
Of course, it's the other end of Google.
Nearly 2 months.
Wow.
Man, that's great.
But you have no phone calls on your phone.
I kind of want to get this phone, just to see if it would actually last that long and just have it sit there.
How smart is it, though?
It's a full-on smartphone, and it can even come with a game controller if you want. So I got to figure out this one, too, because it weighs 398 grams. Well, I guess which is only...
You only get half a controller, okay?
Almost a pound.
Yeah, almost a pound.
That's heavy.
I said, it's heavy enough to where if you let it just sit in your car freely and you got in a wreck, it'd murder everyone in the car.
Yeah, it's like having a brick in
my
there.
My brother well,
look
had,
at that. It has sharp corners.
Oh, that's good. So yeah, that way
it'll
kill
my
you
brother
quickly.
Had an iPhone like 5S or 5C or whatever it is, and he put that like basically an indestructible case on it that made the phone weigh four times as much.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. If it would have...
Did it kill someone?
No, but if you ever
the story
wrecked,
is less good.
Yeah, less good now.
Yeah. Yeah, no. No one died.
So it's the Doogee S80.
Doogee.
So my main question and concern here is, what if it goes the way of the Note that caught fire? Like, this thing's a huge battery.
Yeah, it's a big fire.
Like, does it explode like a hand grenade instead of just burning down your house? Or, like...
It levels your house.
Yeah.
I don't know. Someone... we could probably maybe find that on the internet, but...
It's not.
It'd be interesting if someone made it.
So it has a
short circuit.
We could get AVE to.
Has a 1080p. I mean, the thing is decent. Like, and a 6-inch screen.
Displays are like 4K now.
Yeah, most displays.
4K. I thought they were like 6 or 10K.
I don't know. Cheap phones have 1080 now. Like, 1080 is like last gen. What's the processor?
My S4 had 1080p on it.
The MediaTek Helio P23. It's noticeably laggy, but it runs close to a stock Android 8.1 Oreo.
So
and it's USB-C.
So it has some weird off-brand, like, not Snapdragon processor. And
actually, other companies are starting to challenge Snapdragon. And what's the other big old chip company for, like, charging?
Qualcomm.
Qualcomm. Because Apple is, especially with all the things with trade... going on with China, Apple is actually challenging Qualcomm for their charging stuff because a lot of people are just, you know, paying the Qualcomm things. Like, we don't want to deal with it. And Apple's like, no, you're not that good.
Yeah, I know that Apple ditched Qualcomm for their like wireless chips. They've got Intel's in them right now, but they're actually hiring a bunch of people to build their own in-house Wi-Fi chips.
Hmm.
I have no opinion on this subject.
But yeah, it's interesting.
Dual SIM.
Trying to look up the info about it.
Some of the iPhones also support dual SIM now. Only new ones, though.
It's an 8-ARM Cortex A53 processor.
It has 8 arms?
Yeah. It has 8 arms, all 8 of them.
All 8 of them?
It's like an...
It's a lot
spider.
Of power. They should just call it a spider. Spider
arms.
Spider arm. Or spider cortex. Does that say A53 or S3?
I think it's A53.
Yeah, it's A53. I was like, wait, what are you looking at?
This is my favorite part of the podcast where everybody in the room looks at a web page. Talks about it.
We're reading what the webpage says. That's all people need. All right, Ted, fine. You're not satisfied. What should we do instead?
We could talk about a year in review. What apps do we got on our phones? And
no,
what are we doing?
That's next time.
That's in the future. We are totally going to be talking about that after the new year. Was it? When we record?
January 2nd?
That's when we record.
Yeah.
Normal release will be the 4th.
3rd or 4th, depending on who you are.
If you Discord.
Yeah.
Or not Discord.
If
you Patreon.
If you have the early access.
If you Patreon or not.
And Bill's on the ball, the 3rd.
Heck, if I'm really on the ball, it's the 2nd.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen that often.
You shouldn't sit on a ball, man. You'll fall.
Hey, that's how you build good balance.
Yeah, and your core muscles definitely work out pretty well that way, too.
Yeah. Get your abs rock hard.
My core muscle is big enough.
Oh, your wait. Keg?
That's my table muscle, right?
Oh, okay.
The one in the middle of my body.
I thought that was going to be an enlarged heart joke.
My mind was something else with that. I am not allowed to. I can't say it.
You can. You choose not to.
No, it's not safe for work.
Pansy, we're not at work.
No, but this is a family-friendly podcast.
Sometimes.
When Ted's not on it.
when other people also.
No,
so
we've been pretty good. Pretty good.
So the information got leaked out about what Amazon was looking for in cities, and they didn't get permission to print it.
Was it insidious?
actually, Google's already learned from this, and Google's actually jumping on New York as well for additional headquarters.
What's up?
So basically, it was mostly education, but the 253-page proposal
from Amazon.
Yeah, to fill out what they worked on to decide. It was mostly, so even though they asked about pricing of groceries, how many jobs or all this other stuff, it was basically they were looking for people to hire.
Workforce.
Mm-hmm. That's really what this entire document boils down to.
Interesting.
Like
48 pages of just trying to figure out who to hire.
Opening a shop in Amazon, in New York there for
Amazon, and then Google, and probably Apple. I think Apple just decided to open up like 8 new headquarters, which I'm starting to question the word headquarter now. Would you have more than one?
I think the giant UFO-shaped one in where's that at?
I don't know.
It's like Washington or California. I think that's the headquarters.
Wait. Doesn't the name imply that there's at least 4 of them?
Wait, or is it a Hydra?
Just saying headquarter.
Head.
Yeah.
No, it's quarters of the head organization. Like quarters of the people who run the organization.
You're ruining my job.
I know.
That's
what I do best.
But wait, does that mean, if it's anything like a Hydra, does that mean that we must destroy the first headquarters so 2 more can rise in its place?
Oh, okay. That's where you're going with that. Yeah.
Yes.
That's how they breed.
They just destroy one of the 2 seeds.
And then they get 2.
Yeah. That's why Amazon's building 2, because either the first one's going to go away or they're prepping for one of those to actually just not happen. Still too many.
Building them HQs, yo.
Apple's giant one with all the glass. People keep walking into the walls inside because they're all just see-through glass walls. Break bones and stuff.
I meant that'd be fun to go to.
As long as you're really good at seeing really clean glass.
As long as you hope the birds run into it before you do.
I feel like I would smudge the glass in the areas that I went frequently just so that, like, after running into the wall once or twice, I'd be like, just kind of sneeze and just rub my hand across the wall.
Oh,
so
gosh.
I know my path.
You just got to get one of those walking sticks that blind people use.
So, you know, in Fallout, I think in one of the Star Treks, the Next Generation, they showed off a similar system, but in the original, not Fallout, Half-Life, there was stripes on the wall, and each stripe would tell you, like, if you wanted to go to the reactor, you follow this stripe. If you wanted to go to HR, you follow this stripe. If you wanted to go to this one, you follow this stripe. So I feel like Apple could do something like that, and they could even do it like person to person, because if it's just glass, right, they should be able to project something on that. So, like, they could track you within their building and be like, where are you headed? And you'd be like, the bathroom. And then it just has like a
computer.
Little line that goes off to tell you.
Direct me to the bathroom.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, at this point, you're like one step from WALL-E. Like, why not just give them like little carts that they jump in and it takes them
actually,
where they're
going? No, why don't you just wear the glasses that like project onto your eyeball? Then it can just tell you.
Because those
like,
don't
hey,
exist yet.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean? Like Google Glass?
Project onto your eyeball?
Yes. Yeah. Seriously.
The Google Glass, I thought, projected
it's
onto
It's not Google Glass.
Glass.
It's another one.
Hey, I bet Apple has some wearables internal that they could like.
Oh, I'm sure internal, but nothing.
Snap has been trying to develop something to do with glasses. My Robinhood keeps telling me Snap hasn't given up trying to do their virtual glasses, even though it's the dead technology.
I think their virtual glasses were just you could have snaps from your own perspective. And I think it bombed. Like, I think they.
Yeah, but they're still trying to, like, do it. They're trying to keep it.
They invested a ton in the initial, like, hardware, and then they gave it away to a bunch of their creators, and they didn't really use it because it was buggy and it was just a hassle.
Yeah, the ones that project into the glasses have been talked about and shown for years.
I'd really like that.
Because, actually, these are not nearly as ugly as normal glasses, but it's still it's not the greatest of.
You know, I just want AR. Something injected into my eyeball.
Yeah, the thing with AR is it has to be like eyeball. Elegant. Like no
that
one
would
wants
work
to strap like
as
a huge
camera
thing
no.
onto their face.
Ted, no.
Well, I mean, but also the image you gotta you don't want to run into like the what is it game the Nintendo's little
lab?
AR. No.
Oh.
Back in the like the late 80s.
The tripod.
Oh, the yeah. Virtual Boy.
Yes,
yeah,
that was it.
That one was beautiful.
Hey, the concept
that
was
full on VR with red, and then once you take it off, you can't really see correctly.
The only they used the technology.
The only time I ever played that was at Toys R Us, so because they had that little demo thing there.
It wasn't originally supposed to be red, but that was the... I think they did that for, like, cheapness, like design constraints or something.
I wonder how much those cost now.
Good luck finding one.
Virtual Boys are kind of expensive.
They're hard
they
to find
too popular,
now.
Yeah. The games are pretty rare, too.
Looking it up.
The last Virtual Game Boy... The last Virtual Game from the... The last game I played from the Virtual Game Boy was from WarioWare, Inc. Because it had, like, an emulation of it.
I love
in there.
The WarioWare. They were such good games.
I loved them.
What was this? $210. That's cheaper than when it came out brand new.
Yeah, actually, it's not terrible.
So, this says $499 for brand new.
Right, but the thing is it's dated technology, so you could play it on an emulator and probably have more fun with it. But
and
like,
better graphics.
Yeah, but if I have one yeah. in the box for only $500.
And the Sega Saturn was like $700 when it came out, but you can get one today for pretty cheap compared to that.
That had some pretty good games. And 3DO. Yeah. Actually, or you could just wait till... is it... It might be Kanye that's coming out with a game console.
Oh, yeah,
I heard about that.
I thought it was Soldier Boy.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Soldier Boy. Yeah. So Soldier Boy is coming out. There's a Soldier console.
Like, is it just its own separate console?
He's got all sorts of stuff. It
can
just,
play 3DO games, Nintendo games, Sega Saturn, or Sega CD
games.
It's
one of those knockoff like handhelds that just has...
He has two. No, he has a game console and he has a handheld.
Oh, he has both.
Yes.
Don't those normally fall in like a legally gray area though?
Yes, they definitely do, and he'll probably end up getting sued if he sells any of them.
Yeah.
I think he's already you can buy him right now.
Oh man. Do you have one ordered yet?
You should order it before it goes away. Yeah. With Nintendo over knockoff consoles, yeah. 2 hours ago.
So I can get a Virtual Boy for $300, or I could get an Oculus Go for $179.
Yeah, but then it's Oculus, so you have to deal with all the Facebook ads.
So for $211.98, you can buy yourself one.
They were definitely trying to copy the Xbox One.
It kind of
looks like a PlayStation.
It's really
no,
small,
it looks like
though.
An Xbox.
Those are USB ports on the front, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's not... No, that looks more like the PlayStation, the original PlayStation.
It kind of reminds me of the Xbox One, right?
Yeah.
But it's really small. Like, look at that. That's like a small cable box.
And there's an SD card port on the back.
I bet it's like a Raspberry Pi on the inside.
Probably.
It says joystick port, but that looks like USB.
Oh,
to
it
me.
Totally is. Because well, look.
That's how the PS Classic is right now, too. They're just USB ports.
It's such a weird comeback to make. Like, he had a few big songs.
There's your game
controllers.
Like,
now I make consoles.
They're like PlayStation controllers.
Yeah, they look like PlayStation controllers.
And then the handheld is...
They even have the analog off and on button.
Retro Soulja Boy Mini for $99.99.
Which looks exactly like a Game Boy.
Yeah.
Hey, is that a Game Boy,
Boy
you're playing?
It looks
nah,
like a
it's
Game Boy
a Retro Soulja Boy Mini.
Yeah, he also
I'm sure
has...
Nintendo
not to be confused with Soulja Boy Watches, which look exactly like Apple Watches.
Soulja Watch.
How
or
has it not Soulja
Boy Pods.
Sued into oblivion?
$6.58 for a pair of Bluetooth headphones.
That look like the AirPods.
Uh-huh. And
are they wireless?
Yeah, these are wireless.
From $6.58?
Actually, the over-the-ear headphones aren't too terrible either for that price. Oh, wait. Actually,
dude,
his
gonna...
phone. Oh, actually, Soulja his phone kind of looks a lot like that, you know,
is
week-long battery
website?
One. This is a legit website.
This is his website.
You know what?
It's
no.
a Soulja Watch.
You're going to put your credit card information. It's going to say thank you
PayPal.
And immediately have $10,000.
PayPal,
like,
PayPal has my back. PayPal has my back.
PayPal protects buyers.
I do not buy from random places unless they take PayPal. Because PayPal really is like a good insurance policy on buying products online.
I'm buying potentially.
It's not Amazon or eBay or Etsy.
That Soldier phone is on sale right now. You can snatch up that sweet deal.
All of it's 200. On sale. Actually, was it the console is normally... Oh, I guess it's not on sale. They changed the price.
Oh, well, it's the one above it. The red one.
There's another the black one. One that's like the handheld. There are two different handhelds.
Soldier
like
game the handheld GBA. Instead of the mini. So this one's the full-size one, not the mini one.
Yeah.
And it looks
this
like...
is like the Game Boy Pocket.
Yeah, it looks like the GBA, the GBA yeah, that small
mini
one.
Micro, whatever
micro,
it was.
Yeah, GBA micro.
So which one were you looking at? This thing?
Yeah, what is that?
Soulja Boy Fuse. It's the other game console, but if you
which
like
looks
your
like an
Xbox,
Xbox
controller.
I like how you click the link for it and it immediately goes to the controller, not the console.
I'm just amazed at the diversity. I mean, like, there's these multi-million-dollar companies
that
you know?
Is like super everything, please everything, which I was impressed. It plays 3DO games.
I'm just impressed by this. I mean, like, Microsoft makes one console, Nintendo makes one console, you know, like, PlayStation makes one console, and this guy, he has, like, five or six. Like, that is impressive. He's hustling.
Yeah. Quantity over quality, maybe?
I will totally go with that. But, once again, you take a Raspberry Pi, especially the newer ones, and you just, like, load them up. Or if you can get a Raspberry Pi that'll take an SDXC card, you could really load that thing up.
Yeah.
So you get some specialty made small hardware, cheap
or
hardware.
Or you can just put in a USB drive because yeah. They support USB drives.
Well, I mean, even the big companies do that now. The PlayStation 1 or the tiny PlayStation, whatever it is, the PS Classic or whatever.
Yeah.
That thing is just pretty much an ARM processor and some flash memory.
Well,
that's all the Nintendo.
Like Nintendo, they designed their own emulator and stuff. The PlayStation Classic, they just took an emulator off the internet and used it.
Yeah, they took like PS1X or something.
Yeah, they used a special build of it for the specific processors they were using, and that's why the emulation is bad on it.
The thing that blows my mind
there's
is
there's also a Shojapad.
They even use the same format that everyone that uses the emulators uses. It's just ROMs.
Yeah, that's all it is.
That was surprising to me. Like, why didn't they have their own, you know, file system or file type?
Or at least, like, encrypt it or something?
Yeah, anything.
Like,
but
take the ROM and encrypt it, and then it can only play it if it's encrypted so that you can't just load your own crap on
it. Yeah,
it looks like it has
ridiculous how bad it is. Huh?
It looks like it... Oh. If I can get back to the image. Looks like it has Nougat installed.
They're trying to make it look like Apple, but that's definitely Android. It's got the Play Store at the bottom.
Yeah. Well, that's what the N in the top.
Yeah.
It's like they triggered whatever it was.
Weird.
Actually, there's a lot of like random third-party Android companies that do that. They're like, look, they even like add the circle button and everything. Like, look, it looks like an iPad. It totally has KitKat.
Apple KitKat.
Yeah. That's probably the biggest annoyance.
KitKat is really old at this point, isn't it?
Yeah. And a lot of places still use it. But we probably should wrap things up.
All right, fine.
So, Joey, we didn't give you a heads up, but we end with famous last words.
So, go.
Hi. You're going to have to come back to me. I need a second.
Anthony.
Oh, man. Happy holidays. Or Merry Wintermas, or non-denon-non. I can't remember the words.
That's what Festivus is. Happy Festivus.
Happy Festivus.
Is the collection of all of the holidays.
Oh, also.
During this time of year. So Happy Festivus.
If you like Ruby, play Ruby Amity Arena. It's fun.
Are they paying us for advertising?
No, they're not.
No, no, Anthony and I play, and we have a
group. We wanted to talk about it on this podcast, but I completely forgot to.
Yeah, we did. We have a group. We're going to talk about it on the app.
It's called Pennywise. We're in the
Penny Weiss.
Oh, did you name it Weiss?
I did name it Weiss.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it sounds like Pennywise, but it's Penny Weiss.
Okay, and I don't. We're in the Mistral Kingdom.
Sure.
Anyways, that's it. 10. What's your famous last words?
Worst famous last words ever.
Your mistakes are your own, old man.